Today is Monday, the 10th of February, the memorial of Saint Scholastica, in the fifth week of ordinary time. You are the centre, Lord, of my life. The centre of my life. Amid all my preoccupations, all the worries and hassles and concerns in my mind right now, can I focus for a moment on the centre of my life? Can I open my heart to God, my guide, my healer, my teacher? Can I stop for a moment and listen to God's voice? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
When Jesus and his disciples had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed.
It's interesting that in this gospel passage, the first thing the people do, before there is any begging or any healing, is just to recognize Jesus. Recognizing that Jesus is present, and recognizing who he is, those things have to happen before anything else can happen. Where do I recognize Jesus, present and active in my life? And the people beg him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. Do I share the faith they had in this man, Jesus, the faith that he could heal and transform their lives? As you hear the passage read again, imagine the scene. The boat moored by the lakeside, Jesus emerging with his disciples, the crowds, the sick being carried on mats. What is it like to be there?
When Jesus and his disciples had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed.
What suffering or ailment or pain is there in my life that I might want Jesus to heal? Can I approach him with the same faith those people had, confident that his healing power can transform my life? Can I speak to him now? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.